And Allah Azza wa Jalla will go on. 6 times, 7 times, 8 times, 9 times, until Allah will tell him, I will give you 10 times the earth and everything in it. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell him, and on top of that, I will give you whatever will please your eyes and satisfy your heart. Whatever. Brothers, that's the lowest level in Jannah. That's the lowest. What about the highest? Forget about it. Don't even try to think about it, because you're not gonna be able to imagine it. Because Musa asked Allah that question. He said, what about the highest level? Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ غَرَسْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدِي. Those are the ones whom I planted their honor with my own hands. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that I specially prepared the gardens for them in the highest levels. So Rasulullah says, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنُ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنُ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In it are things an eye has never seen, an ear has never heard, and a mind has never imagined. Allah has sealed it. And that seal will only be broken on the Day of Judgment when they get into it. Nobody can even imagine what's hidden in there. Surprises. So quantity-wise, Jannah is on a different level. What about the quality? So quantity-wise, you have so much. In terms of the quality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَوْضِعُ صَوْتْ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the area under your whip in paradise, now a whip, what is a whip? A whip is a small stick. How big is it? 1 foot, about 1 foot by 1 inch. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the area under your whip in paradise is better than the world and everything in it. Therefore, real estate property in Jannah, the size of it is 1 foot by 1 inch, is more valuable than the entire earth. Now, if that piece of land is better than the entire earth, how much value would you give to 10 times the earth in terms of size? Because we said that the quantity is 10 times the earth for the lowest man. And every small part of it is better than the earth to start with. That's in terms of land. And then Rasulullah ﷺ says, لو أن امرأة من أهل الجنة طلعت على أهل الدنيا. If a woman from the woman of paradise reveals herself, she would fill the distance between Jannah and earth with her smell. And her light would overshadow the light of the sun. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. And her scarf is better than the world and everything in it. Now Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is talking about the scarf. He didn't even get into the hair or the eyes or the... Just the scarf, the piece of cloth that she has on top of her head. It's better than the earth and everything in it. Palaces are a brick of gold and a brick of silver. You have gardens where the trees, the tree trunk is gold. You have gardens where the tree trunk is silver. Rasulullah ﷺ says that the grass in Jannah is saffron and the dirt in Jannah is musk. The pebbles in Jannah are emeralds and diamonds. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله كنز من كنوز الجنة. Rasulullah ﷺ says لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله is a treasure in paradise. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he met with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they met in Al-Isra. When Rasulullah went on the journey of Isra, he met with Ibrahim alayhi salam and some of the other Anbiya. So, as soon as Ibrahim alayhi salam met with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he say? He said, Ya Muhammad, أقرئ أمتك مني السلام. O Muhammad, deliver my greetings, deliver my salam to your ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salam loves you so much that he is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey his salam to you. Because this is a blessed ummah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas." You were the best nation brought forth for mankind. This is a nation where the Anbiya used to wish that they could be a member of. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has already given you that blessing. So don't take it for granted. Thank Allah for it. This ummah is one half of the population of Jannah. The followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are one half the population of paradise. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Aqri ummatak minni salam wa akhbirhum anna al-jannata qi'an wa anna dhirasuha subhanallah wa bihamda subhanallah al-azim." And tell them that Jannah is huge. And the plants of Jannah are subhanallah wa bihamda subhanallah al-azim. You know those car radio when you turn the power on, the antenna goes up? Right? When you say subhanallah wa bihamda subhanallah al-azim, just like the antenna would grow up, a tree will grow for you in Jannah. So it's up to you how much trees you want to grow in paradise. If you want to start planting your gardens in Jannah, start right now. Subhanallah wa bihamda subhanallah al-azim. There goes one. So by the end of the night, inshallah, you'll have huge gardens. Whoever prays 12 rak'ah of sunnah nafil a day, Allah will build for them a palace in Jannah. Man, you could be working for all of your life to own a house in London, and then poor man, you die without owning one, you still owe a mortgage on it. And Allah is giving you a better offer. Just pray 12 rak'ah per day and I'm going to give you a mansion in Jannah. Not a house, a mansion. Asal. So that's the quality. And then the fourth comparison is that everything in dunya is contaminated, while everything in Jannah is pure. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us pleasure in this dunya in order that we get a flavor and a taste of what's waiting for you in Jannah. So when you enjoy your food, there's something that you like in dunya. You enjoy spending time with your friends. Everything that you enjoy in dunya, even though you enjoy part of it, it's contaminated. There's nothing that is pure. So, when you eat, what happens to the food after you eat it? You have to release it. So that's contamination. It's not pure pleasure. You eat, you have to go to the bathroom. You have to go to the toilet. You eat too much, you suffer diseases. And subhanAllah, you find that the people who are wealthy and they can afford to buy the best food are the ones who cannot eat it. Because they have heart problems, diabetes, blood pressure. And the people who are poor and can't afford buying the food, they are the ones who can eat it. But they cannot eat it because they don't have the money to buy it. So you don't get it both ways. Every pleasure in dunya is contaminated. Now, Al-Ghazali says that the highest form of pleasure in dunya is sexual relationships. He says what happens between the man and his wife, this is the highest form of pleasure in dunya. Now, maybe I'm talking to a crowd that doesn't really understand this because maybe most of you are not married. However, you would get the point. Ibn al-Jawzi, he comments on this and he says, if one would think about what happens, and excuse me for being a bit graphic, what happens during sexual intercourse, if one would think about it, one would realize that nobody in their sane mind would do that except because Allah has put that desire in them. Because he says that the process is gross. The organs involved are the organs that are used to dispose waste of the human body. The fluids that are involved are the lowest and the worst fluids in the human body. He says, when a man would kiss
a woman, and the saliva mixes. And Ibn Jawzi goes into this, describes it in detail. I'm not going to go into that detail. He says the whole process is gross, it's ugly. He says, why do people do it? Why do people do it when it's so dirty and it's so ugly and it's so gross? He said it's because they love the pleasure of it. He says they're still doing it even though it's so messed up and dirty. He says, what about in Jannah when there's no spitting, there's no saliva, there's no urination, there's no defecating, there's no sweating, there's none of that. No menstrual period, nothing. It's pure. So everything in dunya is contaminated while everything in akhirah is pure. Take for example, and by the way, this issue of sexual relationship is one of the areas that caused the greatest fitna for the Muslim. That's where the Muslim goes wrong. That's where they are misled by shaitan. They are misled by shaitan because of this shahwa, because of this desire. So because of that small pleasure, people are sacrificing their religion when in Jannah it's pure. For example, with eating. You love your food. Especially now that you're fasting, man, when it's about 4 o'clock, you see everything in front of you, you want to eat it. In fact, you see people walking, you imagine them as edible beings. Just imagine if your digestive tracts were made transparent. Imagine that this whole thing from your mouth all the way down is transparent. Imagine. So, you're watching somebody eat. Alright? So they eat that juicy food. And you can see it mixing with the saliva in the mouth. It's transparent. See-through. So you see it mixing in the mouth and it's becoming more round and juicy and sticky. And then you see them swallow it. And then it goes to the stomach. And it's not only see-through, but it's also smell-through and hear-through. So there are pores, so you can smell what's happening. And you can also hear what's happening. And you hear that those digestive fluids mixing with the food in the stomach. And then you can smell it. And then you see it when it comes out. Alright? Disgusting. Do you think that people will eat with each other anymore? Do you think people will go to restaurants? Imagine people at restaurants and everybody's watching and everybody else and all that mess is happening. There's not going to be anything called the restaurant business. People are going to eat in seclusion. They're going to hide in closets and eat because it's so embarrassing. But we do it. We eat. Even though it's impure, it's contaminated. While in Jannah, everything is pure. Everything. You can enjoy as much food as you want. The taste of it only gets better. You eat from this tree today, you come tomorrow, it tastes better and different. So all of the contaminations of dunya are not there. The reason why everything in dunya is contaminated is because this dunya is not Jannah and this dunya is not love. This world is not good enough to be paradise and it's not bad enough to be hellfire. It's somewhere in between. Everything is mixed up. Everything has some good in it and bad. Some pleasure and some harm. A mixture of both. But in Akhirah, things are separated. Either pure pleasure or pure pain. They don't go together. In hellfire, there is no pleasure whatsoever. It's pure pain. In Jannah, there is no pain whatsoever. It's pure pleasure. So brothers, does it make sense to give up Jannah and to opt for dunya? So I will close by the advice that Luqman al-Hakim gave to his son. يَا بُنَيَّ اِعْمَلْ لِدُنْيَاكَ بِقَدْرِ بَقَاءَكَ فِيهَا وَاعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ بِقَدْرِ بَقَاءَكَ فِيهَا وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تَعْصِيَ اللَّهَ فَعْصِهِ حَيْثُ لَا يَرَاكَ. He said, oh my son, work for this world proportionate to the time you're going to spend in it. And work for akhirah proportionate to the time you're going to spend in it. And oh my son, if you want to commit a sin, go ahead and commit a sin. He told his son, go ahead. You want to commit sins? go ahead and commit sins. But do it in a place where Allah cannot see you. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept from us our fasting and our praying. Take advantage of this month of Ramadan. This is a month of Quran, Salah, Dhikr, Dua. Don't waste your time in the month of Ramadan. Don't waste it. And I would just give you maybe a 2-3 minute reminder on the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a special season. It's a chance for you to clean up. Because you might be very, very dirty now. You might have accumulated many sins in the past 11 months. Ramadan is a chance for you to wash up. And the opportunity is so great because Allah has locked up the devils. That's why I find that Halloween outside is not as usual, because many of the shayateen are not around. Jannah, the gates of it are open, and the gates of hellfire are closed, so everything is for your advantage. And the opportunity is so great that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Oh Muhammad, if somebody lives through the month of Ramadan, nevertheless Allah does not forgive them, may Allah never have mercy on them." In other words, if you had a chance to live through Ramadan and that wasn't enough to clean you up, Jibreel is saying that you don't deserve it. You don't deserve the mercy of Allah. To make the example even clearer, imagine that you are homeless and you've been homeless for 11 months. And for the entire 11 months you did not change your clothes and you never took a shower. So you have a thick layer of scum over your body. And your clothes stink. So your friend sees you in that condition and feels sorry for you. He takes you to a 5-star hotel. And he checks you into this VIP suite. And he says, "It's all for you." And he buys you some new clothes. He says, "Stay here for a month. Clean yourself, change your clothes." And then your friend comes to you after a month and he finds out that he didn't take a shower and he didn't change his clothes. He's going to be very upset. He says, "I spent all of this money on you and I didn't take advantage of it. I put you into this expensive room, gave you brand new clothes, you have hot water, and you didn't wash up. You don't deserve any favor." So the same thing. If Allah gives you Ramadan and you still don't clean up, you're wasting an opportunity. And nothing will make up for that. So make sure that you don't waste any single moment of this month. Stay away from haram. It's not worth it. It's not worth going to Jahannam for petty sins. You're not even going to enjoy it. It's worthless. You suffer all of that pain for what? You displease Allah Azza wa Jal for what? So take advantage of every single moment of this month. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I think that I won't be able to go for any questions. I have to leave. So the brothers, if they can forgive me. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.